Project Veritas has released a newly classified document, or a leaked document, today, provided by an FBI whistleblower, which shows how the Bureau classifies American citizens it deems to be potentially militia violent extremists, which here on out I will be referring to as MVEs. In the document, the FBI cites symbols, images, phrases, events, and individual that agents should look for when trying to identify alleged domestic terrorists. It's kind of like that Family Guy joke, which has been reversed and now works out well. Like Peter Griffin dresses up as an Arab, and he goes to this club, and the FBI has this essentially paint color chart, and the top one was white, not a threat, and then all the way it was dark threat. You can just reverse that. If you are blacker than night and you identify with Black Lives Matter and you identify with the right politics, you're fine. If you are white, and even if you are, I mean, now Hispanics, you guys are on our side. Sorry, buddy. I'm sorry for y'all, but it's really about political party. But it's also, who are the people that put these things on their trucks, in front of their houses, whatever the case may be? Generally white people. Generally white people. Let's just be real. White people have, and let's also be real that white people have absolutely destroyed the Punisher skull. You know, we all make fun of it because I'm pretty sure Tommy over there in Louisiana, every single gun, Vera's got like 5 Punisher skulls on her. Because that's what these guys have to, they use to identify their tactical readiness. So the sheet comes out, it says, Militia Violent Extremist Guide. And some of the symbols, the wording's kind of, I can't really see it. But the Punisher skull and versions of the Punisher skull, just the two letters 2A. Just next time you're driving down the highway, you'll know who these people are. Because they have like 20 Punisher skulls on their truck and like, my Second Amendment's my gun, right, blah, blah, all those people. The Gadsden flag, an oldie but a goodie. The Revolutionary War image, right? We all know that guy, the Patriot guy. You've seen it a bunch of places. That guy, he's there. The Liberty Tree, you know, the Tree of Liberty from time to time needs to be refreshed. That's there, so people like that.
Tactical George is terrorist now.
Who's Tactical George?
You know my shirt with Tactical George Washington on it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I dropped it in the chat room. There you go. Yeah, see, this is why I'm not in the Ridgeline, because people take stupid shots at my truck. So you guys can all have that, and that'll be fine in that way. Drive a Ridgeline, put you on the list? Nah, but having a terrible sense of humor does. You should go straight to jail, as the Parks and Rec show says. Straight to jail for you. There you go. There's the second side of it, and goodbye. So there's common phrases too that you should be able to read it, but I can't. When the tyranny becomes law, here's a great one. Here's one that's on there. When guns become outlaws, only outlaws will have guns. Stuff like that. MVE martyrs, militia violent extremist martyrs, Ashley Babbitt, Duncan Lamp. I don't even know half these people. Oh, the lady from Vicky Weaver from Ruby Ridge. If you cite any of those people, you are a militia violent extremist, and those are your martyrs. And then they have symbols of militia networks that some militia violent extremists may self-identify with. The 3%ers. The Oath Keepers, Ruby Ridge, Waco, pretty much all the stuff I talk about on this show. The unclassified law enforcement sensitive document says it is for FBI internal use only. So big props to like the one guy at the FBI that still has a conscience. I don't know if that works or not. Of note, under symbols, Second Amendment, where it explains that MVEs justify their existence with the Second Amendment due to mention of a well-regulated militia and the right to bear arms. Good thing I only cite the Texas Constitution. Right below that, under commonly referenced historical imagery and quotes, you have the Revolutionary War image, like the Gadsden flag. The Betsy Ross flag is now a symbol of the militia violent extremists. This is all stuff I like. Each flag displayed in the document comes with a brief description of what it means. Under the common phrases and references section, Ashley Babbitt is cited as a person MVEs consider a martyr. Same document also refers to Ruby Ridge, where the federal government kind of lost their mind and just started shooting innocent women. I mean, let's be real. The FBI, they cite Ruby Ridge. Well, you know what happened at Ruby Ridge? I think everybody should know about that. The people who lived on Ruby Ridge, they built that to get away from everybody. Yeah, they went to some white supremacist meetings. Yeah. Is it a stupid ideology? You will hear me, Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief, say the white supremacist ideology, the Nazi ideology, all that stuff, super retarded and not to be emulated. Now, do you have control over what people think and how they act as long as they don't hurt anybody? I know I sound very libertarian here, but just hear me out. Listen, if you want to live on a mountaintop and talk about how great you are as a white person, who you hurting? But apparently, the FBI, once again, using what? Assault weapons, AR-15, same playbook they used in Waco. Ended up, Mrs. Weaver walking outside. Some guy's like, he turned into Call of Duty. Let's do this. Popped her in the friggin' head. Yeah, I think people need to know how trigger happy your FBI agents are with you. I think people need to know that. Waco, you can try to cover that up all you want. They murdered at least 20 women. There was no reason for them to break in and charge into the, well, we didn't light anything on fire. You rammed a tank. You rammed an armored vehicle into the building. And you also shot their dogs for no reason on the initial raid where you all got whooped. Right? If you never heard the story, the ATF went to Fort Hood, I believe. One of the forts near here in Texas, because we got like seven of them. I don't know. And they practiced on a building that looked very similar to the Branch Davidian compound. They worked on that for like a week, and they rolled up with shields and body armor, and they got routed by a bunch of rednecks with like AR-15s and shotguns. Remember that the next time you're like, oh, law enforcement will totally get you guys. Yeah, okay. I don't agree with David Koresh and all the stuff in Waco. I don't think he was a good guy either. Did he deserve to get burned alive by the federal government? Probably not. But that apparently makes me a terrorist because I question the methods of our federal overlords and how they decide to dispatch justice on the plebs. Now, Timothy McVeigh, that's stupid. If you worship Timothy McVeigh, you are a retard. That guy was a sick dude. Now, there is evidence that he wasn't just Timothy McVeigh. You know, you watch some ballistic documentaries on here, there, and everywhere. And there are also the reports in Oklahoma that there were two guys. As soon as they caught Timothy McVeigh, they're like, it was only one. All right. Fort Hood. Oh, my good friend, Kaiser. It was built in 1991. The practice town, it's still there? Huh. Wonder if we can visit it if you pay like 10 bucks. Can I go see the place the ATF practiced at before they got their butts handed to them? So what they're doing is they're trying to tie traditional Americans' ideas and symbols, the American Revolutionary War, Betsy Ross, the Tree of Liberty from time to time, all that kind of stuff, to radical violent extremists.